In New South Wales, sex work is legal and advertised in plenty of newspapers and online. But the process for a client to connect with an escort is complicated and laden with risk on both sides. A new app, which works in a similar way to Uber, is trying to overcome that. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
A lot of the feedback we got initially was it will never work. Clients will refuse to do that.
Ruben Copper is the developer of Rendezvous, an app which connects sex workers to their clients.
So effectively, sex workers can list themselves on the application, list when they're working, what sort of appointments they're taking and their price points. For clients, they can load the application, they can see which sex workers are working and then how many minutes it would be to an appointment with them.
The app involves itself intimately in the transaction between the two parties, tracking location and requiring credit card details.
Because we pre-auth the client's credit card, which is basically we guarantee the amount of the booking, and then require as part of the appointment process the escort to cite the client's ID. We don't keep those details. Provides far more security than they would currently have. And also because we are sort of pseudo-anonymously tracking these appointments and we do keep that data for a number of weeks, if there is an issue that the escort wants to take to the police or to raise in any kind of further issue, we do have that detail available.
They're steps that help escorts but aren't as straightforward for clients.
Probably the biggest ongoing kind of consideration is the balance between client privacy and escort safety and security.
The app launched in August last year with 8 appointments in one weekend. Ruben Copper says they've had about 100 since then. He's made some changes along the way.
So initially, we actually required the clients to take a picture of the front and back of their ID and of their face, which is extremely invasive. That was definitely a barrier. And one we've worked around now by only requiring the escorts to cite the ID.
Cam Cox is the CEO of the Sex Workers Outreach Project in Sydney.
Sex work's like any other work, and a lot of sex workers work as escorts, so they go out and they work alone in other people's premises. So they face the same sort of problems as maybe taxi drivers, plumbers, security guards who work alone, truck drivers, all those sort of people.
He's sceptical that the app will do much to help sex workers.
Sex workers themselves are able to do that if they want to do that, if you want to insist on a number of steps. And I know some people who are very, you have to do this, 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 and tick 5 boxes before you get a booking. Yeah, it just centralises it maybe on a phone, but no other advantage, I'm sorry.
Mila Jovi, a name she uses for work, runs an escort agency in Sydney. She thinks stigma stops people taking advantage of the technology.
I just think that all boils down to fear of the unknown, and they're just something so easy is probably a little bit off-putting for some people. And I just think it's just, it's nothing like it. And I just think it's just a bit of fear of something new. That's the only reason.
Mila Jovi, the manager of a Sydney escort agency, ending that report by Angela Lavoie-Pierre.